how much or what responsibility do you share in the 4-10 record right now?
100%. I mean, I appreciate it when, you know, quarterback wants to take take blame for it, but ultimately it's the head coach's responsibility. I mean, head coaches always have a record, you know, other than playoffs. I don't know that I've ever seen quarterbacks have a record. Usually it's playoffs, hey, this guy's whatever in the playoffs. But, you know, the ultimate responsibility of the team is the head coach, and I need to do a better job. 4-10 isn't good enough.
And how do you, you know, salvage this over the last 2 weeks? What can you do to salvage the season?
Yeah, I don't think we salvage the season. I don't think, I mean, you know, there's no salvaging a season. We can salvage each week, and we have to look at each week and come up with a good game plan, practice it, and come out and deliver on Sunday. If we do that, we'll have done our jobs.
How much do you look the last 2 weeks, besides wanting to win the game, but at the end of last season, you guys didn't make too many changes, 21 of 22 starters back. It looks like it's going to be different at the end of this season as far as the number of free agents and the record. Do you start in your mind thinking of that and thinking about how many changes there will be after the season?
No.
Not yet.
I mean, I've said that before. I've said that before. I mean, we're on a short week this week. I mean, I barely have time to do a press conference with you know, looking at all the film from yesterday's game and then getting right to work on a short week for Atlanta. You don't have time to think about that. And I know fans do. I know you guys do. But believe me, we're not thinking of next year at all. We're thinking everything we can do to win this game. And everybody in the league's the same way. I mean, I dare anybody to, or I dare you to find a team in the NFL that'll say, yeah, we're playing for next year, you know, stuff like that. I don't think it exists. There's too much urgency in this league. There's too much at stake every single week for individuals as players, for coaches, for organizations. There's too much every single week to strive to win for.
How disturbed are you by a 6-game losing streak and obviously a 28-point loss yesterday? A 6-game losing streak and obviously yesterday's loss.
What was the question?
How disturbed are you by
that? Oh, how disturbed? Yes. Well, we're not happy about it. I mean, it's been a long time since we've won. We'll work hard to get that right, but it's certainly nothing we're happy about.
Steven Tellick yesterday mentioned a lot of players being on 1-year deals or, you know, free agents at the end of the season and maybe that playing into guys' minds when they're out on the field. How much do you think that has affected what's happened on the field and maybe even some of your coaches that are on, you know, 1-year deals?
I don't think it has anything to do with our coaching staff. Players, I mean, it's a real dynamic as far as the business of the NFL when it comes to players. I think all our players are professional, and they leave that aside when it comes to playing in the game. I don't want to speak for Steven, but I haven't seen any sign of that. I think we have a lot of guys that are on last year to deal that are having some of their best seasons.
Stafford did day after with the concussion test that he took. Was he okay today?
Yeah, he's fine.
What about Jacob Lacy?
Lacy's having some tests today. Could be significant. It's not ligament or anything like that, but there's potential that could keep him out the rest of the season.
Is there a chance you'll get Pettigrew or Fairley back?
Well, we haven't put him on IR, and if we don't put him on IR, then I think there's still a hope in our mind that we'll get him back, or at least a chance that we'll get him back, and we'll just have to see how they continue to respond to treatment. Neither guy was available to play last week, and even though they both worked really hard to try to get to that spot, they just weren't ready.
Thanks.